Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord of all resurrection and life, we come unto you, our heavenly Father. We come unto you that you will reveal yourself as Father to us today. You will reveal yourself as Father to us today. Lord, beyond being our God, men know that you are God, but we want to see you as our Father. We want you to see, we want you to reveal yourself as Father to us in this time of resurrection, that we are remembering our Savior. Reveal yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. How is it? Have our seat. I want to appreciate the Lord again today. I welcome you to the time of Easter. And I want to say congratulations. I want to congratulate you for seeing this season again. You will see, we shall all see many of this season in the name of Jesus Christ. When our Lord Jesus Christ, you will observe, the Lord gave me some revelations for some few days ago, and I've been just, and just issue of this being a father, and the issue has been that our relationship should go beyond this God. It should go deeper as Father. And many of us, we will operate in the level of God. And when you look at our Savior Jesus Christ, we see anytime he prays, even look at the prayer he prayed, you know, when he taught us how to pray. See, our Heavenly Father. And it talks more or deeper. Because when you come to a relationship with a person and say, this is my Father. This is my Father. It talks about your confidence and trust. It talks about your conviction. It talks about, you know, that this is the one who can never do any evil or permit evil. And when you say God, I say, well, you are God over all heavens. And we are, every knee know, every tongue confess. I mean, everyone knows that you are God. But to me, you are beyond that. You are my Father. You are my Father, the Father of all spirits. He is God. He is the Father of all spirits. And may he continue to reveal himself as Father to us in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's when we reveal himself as Father to us, our lives will change. Everything about us will change. Our experience with him will change. We have a new story. It's not a general story that others are sharing, that you'll be sharing. You'll be sharing some specific, some things glorious, because it's your Father. It's your Father. The Lord is going to help us in Jesus' name. Once again, I welcome you to the season of resurrection and the time of Easter. In the book of John, chapter 11, Jesus came across this man called Lazarus, who was dead. And when our brother was opening this, when he was praying, our brother, people, when he's rounding up, you know, he talked about that. Jesus came across the dead body, or before he came across the dead body, he was invited into that place where Lazarus has died. And then he said something. And he said, I am the resurrection and what? And life. I am the resurrection and life. 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives, believes in me, shall never die. Do you believe this? You will wonder that the one who says, I am the resurrection and life, was the one again who went to the grave. How on earth should the person who said, I am the resurrection, I am the life, how on earth should that person should go to the grave again? The things of the kingdom are mysterious. He is the resurrection and is life. And when you go to the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 14, before we talk about what we want to do today, Hebrew chapter 1, chapter 2 rather, chapter 2, verse 14, Hebrew 2:14 says, inasmuch then as children have partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had power of death. He used death to destroy what? Are you following me? Are you flowing? He used death to destroy what? That is, you look at it, that how do you use death to destroy death? Jesus used death to destroy death. And that is why, because he is the resurrection and life, he now stands. He says, yeah, I'm going to show, demonstrate. And you see the devil, you know, in his foolishness, he thought he caught Jesus. Say, you are the one who said you are the resurrection and life. And I'm going to show you something. And he planned his death. He thought he would finish Jesus. You know, one thing I want you to know, that once God is with you, note this. Every situation that the enemy is using against you, the Lord will use that situation to bless you. He will use that situation to turn things around in your life. Don't write yourself off. The resurrection, he talks, this man said he is the resurrection and life. Okay. We're going to kill him. We're going to kill him. And when we see whether he will really show that he is the resurrection and life. And when he went, the devil did not know that through the process, Agbara Jabolowe, Iku Adi Ohun Asan, Agbara Iku Adopin, He never knew. He didn't know that. And everything, he thought he was working out to disgrace Jesus. But Jesus came gloriously. Hallelujah. He is alive today. He is alive. He is alive. And so, this morning, just a mere introduction, we are looking at this, what I call, and I call resurrection. I said, resurrection, the key that opened doors. That opened doors for supernatural help and glory. The keys that open door for supernatural help and glory. He, resurrection power opened the life gates unto us. When there was no way for us, when we thought there would not be a way for us to get out of the bondage, when we thought nothing, there was no hope for mankind again, when it appears our Lord Jesus Christ had been arrested, not only arrested, he was beaten. He was not only beaten, he was bruised. He was assaulted. Not only that, the Bible says, stripes, you know, he received so many stripes. And many will think that, oh, is this the same person that they said will save a mankind that is being treated like this way? Ah, so who will then save us? So hope was almost gone. And the devil said, I'm going beyond that. And he went and he took Jesus and he nailed him on the cross. And when he nailed him on the cross, people were trying to withdraw again and said, what will be our hope again? The person we thought would save us has been crucified on the cross. What will be? They thought perhaps it will be at that time that something will happen. Something will suddenly will happen. And as they were thinking, again, their hope appeared to be dashed again. They saw that the King of Glory gave up the ghost. Ah! What is this? We thought this would be the savior of our lives. This would be the only means that we will get our salvation, our victory. And they went sorrowfully. But some few still stood and said, we still believe. We still believe that God has not finished. We believe God has not finished with us. We believe that God has not finished his work. We don't know how he's going to do it, even though he has already prophesied that he will rise again the third day. But, you know, sometimes at the period of challenges, you may forget the word of God. You may forget the promises of God. And Jesus Christ was taken to the grave. And they were looking at it. What will happen? 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 The Bible says they took him to the grave and it was put inside the grave. And when it was put inside the grave, Pilate said, look, excuse me, this man had said he will rise on the third day. I think the best thing for us is to place a big stone and put it at the mouth of the tomb. Close the tomb. Close it very well. Not only close, put a seal there. Not only put a seal, put some military men to guide this place. And they did everything. And they did all. And they stood in guard, protecting, guiding the tomb. But suddenly, the power of the Most High God, that is greater than all powers, visited, because he will not permit his Holy One to see corruption. He said, yeah, the devil, the battle has been completed now. You can see the victory. And Jesus went to the grave. And when he went to the grave, Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible talks about one something there. What? Let's look at it before we begin to. I want us to stir your spirit up again and see what Jesus had gone through. Hebrews chapter 4 again. Let's jump to verse 9. Now this he ascended. What does it mean that he also first descended into the lower parts of the heart? He also ascended. He's also the one who ascended far above all the heavens. And when he went to the grave, he descended to the lowest part of the heart, destroying their power, breaking their hold, collecting the key of the hell and death, and destroying all everything destroyable. He destroyed. And after he had completed that, he said, yes, I can now rise, because the battle, the Lord has given me victory. And he rose. And when he rose with the key, the Bible says, he shouted, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. And the Bible says in that same Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and it says, the Bible says something. The Bible says that he might fill all things. Oh, my people, you are not putting it up. I thought you are. Let's look at it, verse 10 rather. That he might fill all things. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. He might fill all things. All things. In other words, every area of our lives, Jesus went through because of his power. Because by the time he was about to rise, he dealt with the hell, he dealt with the pit, he dealt with the power under the water, he dealt with the power inside the sea, he dealt with the power inside the river, he dealt with the power under the ground. And when he rose with the ultimate power to fill all things in heaven and on earth below. And so, there is no situation that he did not touch in lives. There is no issue or problem that he didn't address. Every situation he addressed. So, as long as has said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, yes, I am going to deal with everything. So, that is why he is the one that answers everything on earth, in heaven and below. He answers to all issues. He is the one that can provide solution to any problem, because he fills all things. If there is anything that Jesus has not done for you, no other man can do it. No other power can do it. If there is anything that Jesus has not done, there is no place you can get it again. He filled all things right from the heavens down to the lowest part of the heart, inside the sea, inside the river. So everything, he cleared them. So I want to get this one in your heart. Now, we are looking at the door the Lord opened for us. He opened this door by his this resurrection. Because when you look, consider resurrection, Jesus went to the grave. He was not the only one that went to the grave. And he rose. There are others who went to the grave. Lazarus went to the grave. Jesus brought him out. But Lazarus died again. Jesus rose from the dead. And he never died. And he is alive forevermore. He is alive forevermore. We have people, we have prophets, and so many people who are claiming all around that they are Lord. Some of them died. Remember some case some many years ago of a man who said he is Lord. And he went after being a prophet, after serving the Lord, and because the number of things, the enemy entered into his heart and he made himself a Lord. And he said he will rise again when he died. And the Bible says, history tells us that when this man rose, when there was an outcast for him, a thunder from heaven struck from heaven and struck him down there. That who are you to compare yourself with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? No one can compare himself with the King of Kings. He is the Lord. 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 He opens the life gate for us. He opened the life gate. And that is why we can access the Father. You can access the Father today. And that is the reason why we know the Lord was being just guiding us on this aspect of fatherhood. You can say Father because Jesus opened the door for you and I, for you to cry Abba Father, for you to relate with him as Father and as Son. It is by the reason of the resurrection. Bible says if Jesus had not risen, then would have been the most miserable people on earth. But we thank the Lord. But because he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. So, resurrection has opened the door of mysteries unto us. That we are not only sons of the Lord, but also we can call him Father. The second thing is that by the reason of power of resurrection, we have victory over all things. We have victory over all things. So nothing again can, have power over us except we permit, except we hand it over and hand over our life to him. In other words, we are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. Victory is on our side. God is on our side. And so the devil cannot prevail over us. He did not prevail over Christ Jesus. He never prevailed over the Son of God. So he cannot prevail over you. The third thing is that through the power of resurrection, we have access to different gifts. Gifts of life. We can say, yes. The Bible says, when he ascended above, Ephesians chapter 4, No, verse 8 now. Verse 8. When he ascended from above, he gave gifts unto all men. He gave gifts. That's 11. He gave gifts unto all men. He gave gifts. Gifts. It's a time that you have to operate in the power of the Spirit. The gift of the Lord will flow into your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of us that we have lost, the gift of God. Some of us, the Lord has endowed us with diverse gifts, wonderful gifts, gifts. But we are just here seated. And the enemy has covered that gift. By the name of the Lord Jesus, that gift will come out in Jesus' name. Now let's look into Mark chapter 26. Yes, thank God for different people that have referred us to Mark today. That's where we're going now. Mark 20, the book of Mark. We're going to Mark now. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, not Matthew. And I'm going to read verses 16 before we begin to pray. Verses 16 to, I mean, sorry, chapter 16, verses 1 to 5. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, the Salome, bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" Who will roll away the tomb? They roll away the stone. Stone was placed there by the decree of Pilate. Pilate said there must be a stone. You must put a stone, every stone, in order to block the way, so that even if they thought they would go and pick him in the night, it would be impossible for them to bring this man out from the pit. And he put a stone. And not only a stone, he put a seal there. Seal means that, look, this thing, nobody must touch it. It is a decree. It is a decree. And once that decree is made, nobody, it's just like the decree of Medes and Persia. And the stone was placed upon there. I don't know, wherever the stone has been placed upon our lives. And even if the seal had been put there, there is a power that is greater than all the seals. That power is going to destroy the seal in the name of Jesus Christ. It's going to destroy the seal in the name of Jesus. Stones are barriers. Stones are obstacles. Stones are entrances. Stones are obstructions. And those stones that are there in your life, they are there just because the enemy just believe that, you must not move forward. You cannot advance. You cannot progress. He wants to limit you. They wanted to limit Jesus. They thought that would be the end of him. Every power that I've said that would at this time, that would be the end of you, Irolongpa. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord is going to rise on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. But one thing that I want to draw your attention is to, the Bible says they were asking, who will roll away the stone? Who will remove this obstruction? Who will remove this problem from our lives? Verse 4, Bible says, but when they looked up, that is where we are going in all the stories we have been telling. When they looked up, what happened when they looked up? When they looked up, anytime a to himself, there cannot be solution. When you look upon, look around, you cannot be, there can't be a solution. Anytime a man is, you know, in a position, a challenge, and he does not know where to look up, or look to, and he's looking all around, looking unto friends, looking unto brothers, looking unto sister, looking unto father, solution will not come. Something happened. They were confused. They were perplexed. They didn't know what to do. But somewhere along the line, there was a touch in their spirits. Why don't you look up? Why don't you look up? I don't know what you are going through today. Why can't you look up? Why can't you look up, my brother, my sister? Why can't you look up? You've looked unto your brothers, unto your sisters for a long time. You've looked unto people all around. Nothing has come out of it. Bible says, when they look up, they saw. You will see today as you are going to look up. I said you will see today. The obstruction in your life has just been because you have been looking down. You've been looking down. Things has remained on the same place because you have been looking down. But today, you will look unto the Father. You will set your eyes unto Him. You will look up unto Him. Look up! The Bible says, when they look up, they saw. There was a supernatural divine intervention. When a man looks up, anytime a man looks up, heaven will come. There are eyes that are looking unto you, Father. There are eyes that are set unto you, Father. There are eyes that are looking unto you. They are not looking anywhere. They are looking unto the Holy God who upholds all heavens and the whole heart, the God of all universe. But when a man looks down or looks on anything, he can't get a solution. So, the moment you look up, there is a turning around in your life. The moment you look up, there is a divine intervention. The moment you look up, the situation will be transformed. I don't know the sea that you have found yourself. Peter was, he was sinking. He was sinking. And when he was sinking, when Jesus bid him and said, come, he was looking down. He was looking at the sea, looking at the waves of the sea, and he was sinking. But the moment he changed his focus and looked up, he could not sink again. As many of us that have been sinking, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of resurrection will bring you out from your sinking place today in the name of Jesus Christ. You have been in the middle of ocean, sinking in all areas, either sinking through one infirmity or sickness or disease or poverty or lack, or you are sinking, you know, in the means of poverty, you are sinking in the means of lack, you are sinking, there's, you know, so many things you have borrowed, you know, you are owing, you are sinking. But I want to tell you today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of resurrection is going to bring you out. It's 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 going to bring you out. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be swallowed up. Jesus was not swallowed up. He was not swallowed up. It was not. the devil could not swallow him up. The Bible says, the gate of hell, they could not prevail upon him. And if the gate of hell could not prevail upon him, it cannot be, it's not possible for the gate of hell to prevail over your life. And so let me say something, that there is no limit. There is a limit to what the devil, I put it here, that there is a limit to what the devil can do in your life. There is a limit. And you can determine the extent he can go. You can put a stop upon him today. You can say, now the owner has come to take over. Lord Jesus is the owner of my life. Has come to take over my life. So I can no longer tolerate the operation of the devil in my life. Every area where there is death, there must be resurrection. Every area where the enemy has been thinking that things will not work in my life, there must be life. And the power of the living God is going to work upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. So the power of the Lord is going to come upon you in the name of Jesus. Your time in the prison has expired. And you are coming out of every prison today. You are coming out of the prison in the name of Jesus. The people are saying, when they looked up and they saw, a young man clothed in a long white robe, right eyed, and they were alarmed. Today, in the name of Jesus, as the power of the Lord will visit you, men will be so surprised and alarmed by the workings of God's power in your life in Jesus' name. The power of God will walk over you, and by the name of Jesus, your position shall be changed. In the name of Jesus, shall we rise on our feet as we begin to pray? This is the time of miracles. The power of resurrection always opens door for miracle and blessing. As many of us that have been denied of miracles before, today the Lord will launch you to a place of miracle. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be a divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of raging that you are going through, raging, so many raging, satanic raging in your life, by the authority of the living God, the power of the Lord is going to visit you in Jesus' name. When resurrection comes, glory comes. When the power of resurrection visits a man, the glory of the Lord, covers the man. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, every area of your life where shame and reproach, disgrace has engulfed your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we are exchanging it for glory today. We are exchanging it for glory. Resurrection is a time where there is an exchange. Exchange, you exchange death, you give death away and you receive life. Shame is taken away, glory is brought back to you. Lack is taken away, blessing is given back to you. Suffering is taken away from you, peace and progress is restored back to you. And that is what happens in the place of resurrection. So you're going to cry unto the Lord this morning. By the name of the Lord Jesus, first and foremost, we like to cry unto the Lord and say with me, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are alive. You are alive. Jesus, you are alive. You are seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven now. I know that you are alive because you are seated at the right hand of the Father now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I receive this resurrection power over my life now. I add the resurrection power to flow into my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the resurrection power flow over my life now. In the name of Jesus. Would you like to pray? Just pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Yekata propako sotenia bako sopri, rekra banderebo zoprobo jekri, rekra katalia bako sotilia bako zoprobo, jeman sotelia bantoria bakos, rekra bako zenkri katabro bakusa, rekra bali broboko zoprobo go zekelia bako santa, rekra bakuri mako zenkri mako sutelia, limala proboko zoremori bako zuri makuri mako sheke. Rekatandere baba kroboko zopri makaria bakusa. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive this resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, to quicken my life. In the name of Jesus, to quicken my life. In the name of Jesus, to quicken my life. In the name of Jesus, to quicken my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Go to cry unto the Lord. Lord, today I shift my attention away from all things. I shift my attention away from all things. Speak, pray. I shift my attention away from all things. I focus unto you and I look unto God of heaven, the Father of all mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, today I look unto you for my miracle, for my breakthrough, for my solution, for my divine intervention, for a supernatural visitation, and for a turning around in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a visitation upon this life. In the name of Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be a visitation. Let there be a visitation. I look unto you, Lord. I look unto you, not unto any man, not unto any situation, not unto any problem. I look unto you today. I shift my attention unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're going to declare now, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, they asked, they were going, and their expectation was, when we get there, but suddenly, they remember and said, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? Who will roll away? Who will roll away? Today, there will be a supernatural visitation over your life. All the questions in your heart, all your agitations in your mind, everything that is going on, how will this thing be possible? How will this thing come to pass? How will this world be established? How will I make it? How will I get this thing out? How will this thing happen? They said, it is only two people they are going to give appointment to. But only about 10,000 of us apply for this position. Lord, this thing, do I have hope? That was what the situation was. How will it happen? There is a big, or there was a big stone over the mouth of the tomb. But God will go ahead of you. God will go ahead of you. I say your Father will go ahead of you in the name of Jesus. Your Father will go ahead of you in the name of Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you will cry unto heaven. You will say, Heavenly Father, by the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I cry for divine intervention that the heaven will go ahead. Go ahead of me now. Heaven, go ahead of me now. In the name of Jesus, go ahead of me. Over my case, over my situation, over my challenge, over my agitation, over my equation. In the name of Jesus, let there be a supernatural visitation. Let the holy angels go ahead. 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 In the name of Jesus. I don't know the question that you are going through in your mind, but I'm telling you, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be a divine intervention in the midst of raging, in the midst of agitations, in the midst of all the issues that you are going through. There will be a divine intervention today. The Lord of heaven, the power of resurrection, we go ahead. The power of resurrection, we go ahead. The power of resurrection, we go ahead. In the name of Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be a miracle. There will be divine intervention that will give you testimonies. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is going to make it for you. The Lord is going to make it for you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And the scripture says, but when they looked up, hallelujah, when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. When they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to declare all stones that have been placed, over you. Stones the enemy has placed over you. That stone might be an obstruction, might be a barrier, might be, you know, what we call, we call it a name that we say, something, what's the name again? The embargo. That embargo the enemy has put over you. Go to declare it and say, Father, Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, by the authority of the resurrection power, the power that rolled away the stone, the power that moved the stone, irrespective of the seal that has been put over my life, irrespective of whoever that has put the seal, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree that stone to be moved away. The power of resurrection rolled away the stone. The power of resurrection rolled away the stone. The power of the resurrection rolled away the stone. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, over my every stone placed over my life, every stone placed over my destiny, every stone placed over my health, every stone placed upon my chest, placed upon my head, placed upon my back, placed upon my womb by the power of the living Jesus Christ, wherever the stone is, right now, I move you away by the power of resurrection. I move you away. I approach in the name of Jesus, the power of resurrection. Let the power of the resurrection, let the power of resurrection, let the power of resurrection, oh, decree, let bring in the name of Jesus a move, a shaking. Let there be an earthquake in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Riprakataya, Rimala Proboshikaya, Rikapodia, Rakatalaba, Riprako Shekeria, Rimaria Bas, Rekele Proboko Zoteria, Rimara Boriaba, Maria Bosike, Rimalia Bosuria, Lemali Brabako Sikayaka, Ribrabababa, Marabanteria, Maria Ponteri, Reproboko Zoteria Bako Zotere Boko Zopri, Rimala Proboko Zika, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You go to now pray. Resurrection is a time of turning around. See, sorrow was turned to joy. When Jesus rose, the sorrow disappeared. As you come in contact with the power of resurrection today, your sorrow must disappear. Yeah. When resurrection power comes in touch with any life, that life can never remain the same. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to declare every area where you want a turning around. You're going to declare by the name of Jesus, whether sickness, yes, yeah, your sickness, what are you doing in my life? I've come to have an encounter with the power of resurrection. Failure, what have you come to do in my life? I've come to meet the power of resurrection. Now I declare, let there be a turning around right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every area where you are sinking, you must come out in the name of Jesus. Every area where you are sinking, you must come out. The power of the living God will bring you out from every sinking sand, from every area in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I decree, let there be a change. Let there be a change. Let the hand of the Lord bring you out in the name of Jesus. Any limitation that the enemy has put upon you, I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you are out from all limitations. You are coming 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 out from all limitations. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out from all limitations. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out from all limitations. In the name of Jesus, this is your day. This is your day. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus. Katuria. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You're going to deal with this issue. Whatsoever the enemy has imprisoned in your life, has locked up. Every area where the enemy has locked one blessing or the other up against you. If the enemy has locked job against you, he has locked your marriage, he has locked up your son or your daughter against you. He has locked your finances. He has locked up your joy. And joy is not flowing. Your spirit is always down. There is no joy in you. Every area where the enemy has locked any blessing, you know, against you, you go to cry unto the Lord. The power that opened the grave. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree, let my blessing come out. the name of Jesus, I excavate, I excavate, I command, I bring out, I bring out, I bring out, I bring out by the power of resurrection. I bring out all that the enemy has buried, everything that the enemy has buried in my life, everything that has gone down, everything that the enemy has buried and gone down into the pit. I exhume you in the name of Jesus. I exhume you to life. I exhume you to life. I release life. I release life in the name of Jesus. Every area that the enemy has buried, all the areas that the enemy has buried, I command life, life, life. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ told them and said, roll away the stone, and he called Lazarus. Lazarus, come out. We like to call your blessing, call your earth out, call your joy out, call your breakthrough out, call your victory out. Come out, my own, my wife, come out, my son, come out from the grave. Whatsoever the power that has locked you up, in the name of Jesus, I decree, let that power be broken. Let the power of the living God bring up the bread with my blessing, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. They put a seal. A seal means that no man must touch this. And they put a seal, not only a seal, they said soldiers must surround and be watchful, be watching this, the tomb. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even if they have put a seal upon you that you has made you to be rejected, you know, for job, rejected, you know, nobody wants to move closer to you, nobody wants to help you, nobody, even your helper that the Lord has assigned, they see you, they run away. But we have come to a place of the power of resurrection that will change your story today. You're going to change your story today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to cry unto heaven by the name of the Lord Jesus. As we are rounding up, you are going to cry unto heaven and say, Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, irrespective of the seal that they have put upon my life, irrespective of the mark of the devil, irrespective of the mark that I'm carrying, irrespective of the veil that has been put upon me, irrespective of even those demons and powers they have assigned to guide my life, today, Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if the power of resurrection can strike, if this power of resurrection could strike them down. Yes, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of resurrection shall break all the monitoring spirits, power of the wicked that have been assigned to watch upon my progress, watch upon my movement, watch upon my blessing. All the powers that have been monitoring, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bring them into total destruction. Let the power of resurrection strike them down. Let the angel of the Lord strike them down. I bring them under destruction. The power that is monitoring my health, monitoring my prayers, monitoring my progress, monitoring my blessing, monitoring my fruitfulness, by the name of Jesus, my joy, my promotion, whatsoever, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I arise, I arise, I arise. let the holy angels arise for me. The power, the holy angels of the Lord, that caused commotion, that made the earthquake, and struck. The power that struck and struck. Oh, even all the soldiers that were watching, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that power, strike them down. You are coming out of all limitation today. You are coming out of all limitation. You are coming out from all limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are coming out from all limitations. You are no longer going to sink. You are coming out from every sinking sand, every sinking ground. You are coming out from every sinking ground. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. Every heart breaking, all these things, all matters that are breaking your heart, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are coming out from them. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out from all the middle of the ocean. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Most High God, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the strong hand of the Lord is bringing you out. He's bringing you out from the prison. In the name of Jesus, he is bringing you out from the prison. In the name of Jesus, in the power of resurrection, give you a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Your sorrow is turned. It's turned to joy. Your prison experience today ends. Every prison experience ends today. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They look up. By the name of the Lord Jesus, your position is shifted. Your position is shifted. You are shifted. You are moved away from the sinking place. In the name of Jesus Christ. The hand of the Lord prevail upon you by the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Bible says, Romans 8, verse 11, the Bible says, if the Spirit that quickeneth the body of Jesus lives in you, that same Spirit will quicken your mortal to life. If you are here and you want to ask that Spirit to quicken your body, there is any sickness, there is any infirmity, there is any sickness, any trouble in your mind, any pain in your heart, any heartbreak, any matter, we'd like to just raise your right hand up before heaven by the name of the Lord Jesus, that the hand of the Lord will touch you wherever you are. The hand of the Lord will touch you. If that Spirit of the Lord, that Spirit of the Lord is here, then he will touch you. He will touch you. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I release the Spirit of life of God to flow from the crown of these heads to every cells, to every tissue, to every nerves, to every bone, to every organ, to every part of the system. In the name of Jesus, this body, hear the voice of the Lord. Healing flow. We rebuke infirmity in the lives of these people of God. And your power of sickness, the power of sickness is hereby terminated. In the name of Jesus, let the people of God go and serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus, the power of resurrection, quicken your mortal body. And you are alive. Right now, I speak life. Right now, I declare life into your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.